Well, morning, Nick. Well, the first step is that Jeremy Corbyn has to stand aside as leader, I think, as quickly as possible so that the process of recovery for the Labour Party can begin. I mean, his leadership, his management of the party, the policies into which the party went into this election, the leadership that he provided through the election campaign has been found seriously wanting. And for the Labour Party to move on from this, he needs to step aside so that, firstly, Labour can understand why it lost, but then it can start to put in place what's necessary for political and electoral recovery.
What now is the momentum movement, Mr. Diamond?
Well, I think the momentum movement is many things, clearly. It's both a policy, ideological agenda. It's also a grassroots organising machine. No doubt momentum will try to continue, but the political approach, the strategy that sits behind momentum, which is about trying to mobilise groups of left activists in some parts of the country, has just been shown not to work.
But how do we, the sort of Britain that
Labour needs to connect with in order to win an electoral majority.
But how would the next Labour leader, whoever he or she may be, how would they unlock the grip of the activists on the party?
Well, under the rules which were introduced under Ed Miliband's leadership, it's certainly true that the membership has a much greater say now in leadership elections than used to be the case. That's probably a good thing. But the activists and the membership of the party need now to have the argument put to them. If they want to...
Do you think they'd listen?
..a Conservative government, if they want to challenge the Conservatives and become a serious party of power again, the Labour Party is going to have to change. It's going to have to change its leadership. It's going to have to change its policy agenda. It's going to have to change its strategy. If it's not prepared to do those things, then it will continue to lose. And that argument has to be put to the activists and the members.